Oh, yes, I am. Sorry, Mike.
Oh, that's all right. You're probably still watching the replay. Terry, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. It was great to see this horse hit the line like that. We've always had a lot of faith in the horse, but like so many of these horses in their first prep, they lose their way a bit, but he's come back a much better horse.
Is that a win that tells you there's more to come? Could you run him in a Metrop?
I don't know whether we'd run him in a Metrop, but we might just sneak him down here for the Herbert Power, I think, Mike.
And try win your way into a Caulfield Cup.
Yes. Metrop, you know, the European horses like this don't really relish these backups. And he really wasn't ready for the 2400 today. We actually had him in the 1900 in Sydney and the 2000 down here, and he was an emergency in both. So, I'd say we wouldn't run him there, but there's also the St Ledger in Sydney in a couple of weeks as well. So it'd be one of those two races. I'd say either Herbert Power or the St Ledger.
Terry, from the couch today, you've got a fair bit to look at, mainly late in the day with the old legend Galo Shop and Harbour Views in the Underwood, and then the best-backed roughy of the day that all punters will be trying to get out on in Inverloch in the ninth. So the world is you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders today from the punting public. What can we expect later in the day? No pressure, of course.
Well, I think you can come back one race to Yosemite in the... Prelude for the 1,000 Guineas. The form around him is good. The horse that won on Wednesday at Flemington, the three-year-old colt of Mick Maroney's, Yosemite beat that up at Bendigo first up on a wet track. So if there's some given the track, later in the day, the barrier that Yosemite's got won't be a disadvantage. So I think she's probably our best value bet of the day. Obviously... Gala Shop and Harbour Views. The conditions are ideal for Harbour Views today. Really, he should be able to settle in the first five with cover, and then it's going to be a matter of what he does when, you know, Russian Camelot and others are on his back. So it'll be interesting run, but he'll run well. Matty's very happy with him, as he is with Gala Shop.
Terry Garrett. Sorry.
He's developed into a really reliable sort of a horse, Inverloch.
Yeah, we're all in Inverloch today with that's Dean Lester's roughy of the day, Terry. Gareth Hall here, and thanks for your time here on the Spring Ticket, mate. Do you know what I love about OTI is that you use so many different trainers. How do you assess each and every horse regarding how you give different horses to different trainers?
You just try, and various trainers have various skills. Various methods of training and various resources. Obviously, I'm a big fan of the Ballarat resources and a big fan of Warrnambool. So, you know, you look at the sort of horse you have and say, well, where do you think that matches with the trainer? And really just do it that way. Sometimes the trainers, particularly with the European horses, might buy some of the horse with us, and obviously that influences where the horse goes. But you just try and match them up as you go, and sometimes you get it right, and sometimes you've got to make a switch down the line. But that's pretty rare with us. We rarely do change trainers, so hopefully you get it right the first time.
Terry, it's amazing what's happened with the internationals picture this year and the cups. 6 months ago, we kind of wrote it off that we would get any, and now all of a sudden there's a classy group, albeit half the size it normally has been. And I know that you'll be involved in that as well. How onerous a process has it been to get the horses out there this year, and who have you got coming out this year?
There are 30 horses in total, 32. We've got five of them, and it has been very logistically complex because at the same time as the horses went into quarantine, the staff that are going to look after them in Australia went into quarantine in Sydney. So you didn't have the same staff in Newmarket as you did at Werribee, which is obviously not the ideal situation. But we've got San Huberto is probably the best of ours. He is a top of the ground 2-miler, and you know, he finds his way into the Melbourne Cup. He'll be competitive. He's a very good horse. But then, you know, True Self is coming back. Willie's very happy with her, and then we've got a number of others that'll need to work their way into the Cup if that happens. But a recent purchase with Sheikh Fahd Salino. He's a really nice horse, and he's probably not quite ready for the Melbourne Cup this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see him feature in a race like the Queen Elizabeth.
Terry, congratulations. Nice start to the day for OTI, winning the Colin Stephen Quality with a tourney, headed towards a Herbert Power, trying to win his way into a Caulfield Cup. Good luck, especially in the Underwood with Harbour Views and also Gaylay Shop.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, guys.
Hey, boys, we've got Nick Quinn from the TAB because we're only a few minutes away from race number two coming up, but we put it out to the listeners. What would you describe Matt Stewart in?